Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling in from my office here in Idaho on this beautiful Wednesday spring morning. And we have a great show today. We have a very special guest. Before I get into that, though, I do want to just comment. We had an incredible Friday and Saturday, the managers. We had our annual national managers meeting. Of course, it was Zoom or a variation on a Zoom type format, and it was fantastic. I mean, for our listeners, you know, if you are thinking about really building a business and you know, gathering a group of like-minded people to go share this and become a group leader and move on. I can't tell you how great these kinds of advanced meetings are and the types of trainings we had. It was just fantastic. We're all super thrilled with how it went. And I'm going to go through the newsletter really quickly. You know, the lease to own is happening. We are reintroducing the B-Body. We're going to talk about that today. So the sleep cycle, that training is happening tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Tea Time. Sleep cycle basics, please tune into that on beamermeetings.com. We do have a horse opportunity call tonight. It's live at 8:30 p.m. Pacific. That can't be right. It says 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, but I'm sure that's Eastern Time. And that will be on the horse unit, but also on the business side of the equine business. So get your horse people to tune into that. And then Canada, we're having the medical grand rounds happening on April 6th for healthcare practitioners, a meeting with Dr. Burka. And of course, all these are in your newsletter that come out every Monday, so we encourage you to check into that. It's a great resource. We're going to have our first Beamer Saturday for customers in 2021 coming up Saturday, April 10th. And there's more information in your newsletter for that. And then, of course, we have a lot of items that are recorded, and there's a replay lounge that you can find in your newsletter that has past events that have been recorded. And a lot of academies coming up in the United States and Canada on different time zones. So be checking into those. We have March 26th and 27th Central Time and 27th, 28th for Canada, Pacific Time, so on and so forth. So go in there and get your new IBDs registered for their academies. At this time, I want to bring on my co-host, Lisa Diamond. She came up with a really great challenge at the beginning of the month that we've been working through. But as part of whatever Wednesday, our new process for the fourth Wednesday of the month, we're always going to interview somebody. And we have a super great VIP, our head of distributor experience, is going to be on the phone with us today answering some questions. So let me introduce my co-host, Lisa Diamond, Florida. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, David. Good morning, everybody. Actually, afternoon here in sunny Naples, Florida. So, David, I just wanted to also point out to everyone on the call, if you had not achieved at least 10,000 points during the year 2020, you should start to be seeing your notices to pay your back office fee of $144. And just a reminder, you want to make sure you log into your back office. It'll pop up that you have a renewal fee and get that paid right away. They are sending out three notices, and then your distributorship is at risk. So Lots of exciting things coming up on the horizon with Beamer. You don't want to miss out on it, so make sure that you get that. Make sure that distributors underneath you, you know, it's a good time to re-engage them as well. And with that, that's all I wanted to add to the announcement. I am going to introduce our guest today. He is the director of head of distributor experience for Beamer. And some of you may have heard him speak on, you know, various other training calls that we've had. But I would like to bring on John Rockenstein. John, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. So thank you again for coming on. We've had some other past corporate members on, including Albert and Brad Horn has been on. We've had compliance on. So thank you. And I think if you could just give us a little bit of your background and how long you've been with Beamer. This may be the first time someone's hearing from you.
Oh, great. And Lisa, David, thank you for having me, and hello to all of our distributors out there. It's great to be on here. So, Lisa, I've been in business, I guess, for the last 23 or so years. I started out, a little bit of history on myself, in financial services, believe it or not. I graduated from a business school in Massachusetts called Bentley University. I actually live in Massachusetts, which a lot of people don't realize, even though our home office is in Carlsbad. I am a commuter, so going back and forth. So financial services was where I cut my teeth on, you know, learning how to work in an organization, the interpersonal relationships, and I was introduced to, you know, my first customers, and those customers were retirees with 401ks and 403bs, and, you know, whenever you're dealing with money, they can be very sensitive situations. So I was introduced in that position to call centers and contact centers. And when I graduated from school, I truly believed that I would be some type of financial services market person, as I was fortunate to do some training on stocks and bonds, and I really thought that was the direction I was going to go. But it turned out I had such a passion for the customer experience, and you know, I grew up always being very respectful of, you know, expectations and keeping your promises, that it was just so interesting to see how companies really struggled with providing a great experience. And at the time when I first started, you know, there was more of a focus on the cost of providing a great experience. So I was able to kind of start to introduce the idea that a customer experience should not really be a cost center. It should be a sales center and a profit center. So I took that experience and kind of parlayed that into an operations career. I've been head of operations for an apparel company in the promotional products industry. I had the opportunity to run service and operations for Swarovski, which is a crystal maker out of Austria. Was able to spend some time touring the world with them, talking to their top customers. And then I found direct sales. And you know, that's where Beamer falls into, is this direct sales arena. And, you know, it still piqued my interest, Lisa and David, that, you know, this is a business where you don't just make your own income. You know, I get paid a salary by Beamer, but you can get paid by your entire organization working in the same direction. So I found that so interesting and exciting, and it brought my passion for customer experience even higher. And I was at a company called Princess House with over 50 years of direct sales experience in the marketplace, selling cookware. I worked with a distributor base size, close to Beamer's, around 30,000. And then I found myself here about almost 6 months ago. I think I just passed my 5-month anniversary, Lisa, and I couldn't be happier to be here with Beamer.
Awesome. So wow, really fabulous background in the customer service area. So did you find Beamer, or did Beamer find you? And then, if you don't mind, explaining what is, so your title is Head of Distributor Experience. What does that mean?
Yeah, great question, Lisa. So, you know, it's a very interesting story. In my last company, Princess House, Albert and I had a mutual colleague who we worked with, and I was currently building a service center in the Dominican Republic. We had a Latina distributor base with Princess House for the most part, so we were working on building these world-class luxury service centers out of the Dominican Republic. So I became very friendly with one of my contacts there, and they happened to know Albert. And you know, I was briefed on, you know, what Beamer is all about. And to be honest, Lisa and David, I had not heard of Beamer before I was approached by that colleague. And it was interesting because, you know, the product, as I was being told about it, it just sounded so amazing. And, you know, one of my, I guess if you want to call it principles, is that, you know, I can't provide a great experience for my customers and distributors unless the product is premium and luxury. And at that point, it was just kind of a match made in heaven. You know, I had a chance to sit down with Albert and listen to his vision and his energy, and you know, it was contagious. And I am a high energy individual, and I've been at Beamer now 5 months, and I've loved every minute of it. And you know, it's the best kept secret in North America, and I'm excited to be part of the team that's going to put it on the map. And you know, the efforts and the passion that our distributors have shown has just been amazing. I've talked to so many people, many listening to this this show right now, and you're just all great people. So very, very happy to be a part of this process.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you're here. So what are some of your responsibilities as the head of the distributor experience? Like, what does that mean for the distributors
so,
that are on the call?
So this was a great question, Lisa. And, you know, when I think of head of distributor experience, it really is about, you know, how all of our distributors are able to maximize the Beamer opportunity in a way that there are not obstacles to success. And I look at those obstacles. A lot of them are service potentially related, but also obstacles in the business. You know, what type of things can we look at? And can we say, you know what, if we looked at it differently, we would have the opportunity to potentially access this market or get into this household. So when we say experience, that is very purposeful. We really want to make sure that, you know, Beamer is an amazing experience as a distributor, but then an amazing experience for our customers as well. So if someone is not feeling amazing as I do about the Beamer experience, I am here to help build those bridges. I am here to teach. I am here to communicate more efficiently and really, you know, make it a luxury experience. I use this saying all the time, Lisa and David, that, you know, you buy a house, you buy a car, and you buy a Beamer. It's a major purchase, and that experience to go along with that purchase is so critical, and that's why I'm so excited for what's ahead for us.
Awesome. So I am going to make an assumption that you have a Beamer, and if you don't, I can sell you one. Okay. So, you know, part of, back in the day when David and I started and many of the distributors on this call started, unlike we have today, but we had three tools. We had a non-compliant blood flow video, we had a Beamer, and we had our Beamer story. And so I'm wondering, do you have a Beamer story, and if you would share that with us?
Yeah, well, it's a great question because I had not heard of Beamer, as I mentioned, when I was first speaking to Albert and the team here. But quickly, as I had a chance to see it, understand it, and then eventually use it, it just blew my mind because here is a device that, you know, almost instantaneously in my situation, you know, I could feel it. And, you know, I have a history of some back problems and some aches and pains, and I have a mother-in-law who is a nurse, and it's been amazing to kind of watch myself and our family use the Beamer and have it be a part of our lives. My mother-in-law has her own now, and she's a distributor, and it just has it's changed our lives. And, you know, I see friends coming over, and we have one set up in our living room, and, you know, they will try it, and they have nothing but good things to say. So it's really just truly amazing. And this just, you know, reminds me, as I kind of give my elevator pitch for why I am at Beamer, is that we have an amazing product. We have an amazing product that helps people feel better, that improves the quality of their lives. And that makes my job, Lisa and David, a heck of a lot easier. And we deserve, as distributors and customers, to match that product with a premium experience. And that's what I'm here to do.
Awesome. Well, we are, again, definitely glad that you are here. So you have been with Beamer for 5 months, and that means that you missed all of the fun at the beginning of 2020. But what did you see as your toughest challenge in 2020 when you started with Beamer? You know, what did you see as your first thing that you needed to really get a hold of?
So I started in October, and I definitely missed the major part of the FDA situation, and also COVID. You know, we were getting used to it as a company. We were a few months into, you know, how we were going to handle business through COVID. But I will tell you, Lisa, you know, that was probably still, even though I came in October, my biggest challenge. You know, we have amazing people at Beamer, and, you know, here I come in looking at, you know, how do we kind of begin that journey of taking us from good to great. And we had quite a few backlogs within our operations team and our service teams. So, you know, my biggest challenge was coming in, meeting everybody, but also at the same time, you know, we had to get some things done, and it was tough because, you know, the volumes and the ability not to be able to sell certain products because of the FDA was really difficult. And, you know, we have a very passionate team in the home office, and to be able to not do or handle their return or give them the products that they're looking for, I mean, that was very difficult for our team to have to explain and also to digest themselves. It was, you know, there was a lot of questions about when is this going to be over and what are we going to do in the meantime. So they just, you know, everyone kind of put their head down, worked hard. You know, I was, as a new guy, I was able to ask a lot of questions, and we just started to peel that onion back. You know, as everyone knows, we use a ticket system to look at requests and returns and questions, and we had a lot of tickets, as you could imagine, you know, given the time that our business was almost on a pause. And we had to get through that backlog, and the team responded amazingly. By the end of the year, we were in a position, I would call it about 90% improvement over when I got there in October when it came to some of the backlogs. And we've just continued that momentum into the new year. And now we're starting to look at, you know, how do we take it to that next level? How do we be proactive? You know, something, Lisa, that I learned a long time ago is people say customer service versus customer experience. And my role is distributor experience. Customer service in its nature is reactive. Somebody calls in and they have a question. That's reactive. What I want Beamer to be and what we want Beamer to be is proactive. So that's where it's about customer experience. So, you know, in 2020, it was all about customer service because we knew we had the work in there. 2021 and moving forward, let's be proactive. Let's create a great experience.
Yeah, so that actually leads me to my next question is, what are, if you can share with us, some of the major initiatives that you have instituted for 2021 or are planning to institute for the distributor experience in 2021?
In 2021, Lisa, we really are starting, like I said, to focus on being proactive. And that comes from being organized, being disciplined, Knowledge transfer is one of our key initiatives. We're working very hard behind the scenes to make sure our agents on the customer service lines and the product support division have the knowledge to answer the questions asked of them. As we all know, this business can be very complicated. Direct sales has a nature of complication when it comes to comp plans and understanding the inner workings. So we've brought in a lot of new faces, a lot of great faces with high energy, but they don't know what they don't know. So one of our initiatives is building a strong database of information so we can pass that information along. And if they need a reminder of what that information is, it needs to be at their fingertips. But most importantly, with knowledge transfer comes authority. And I'm a firm believer, Lisa, that 98% of the questions and approvals can be handled right at the point of contact. So whether you're calling Beamer or whether you're sending in a ticket, I want our agents to be empowered to answer those questions correctly, quickly, accurately, all of those descriptions, because time is money, right? And we've got to give all of you the opportunity to go out there and recruit and sell. What I don't want you having to do is call multiple times, get one answer, and then maybe the answer wasn't given with the most confidence, so maybe you have to call back. We need to be there as a partner. We need to match your energy. We need to match your commitment. And in that way, you can get back to doing what you guys do well, which is going out there and selling. So knowledge transfer, empowerment of the agent. We want to make it simpler as well. That's another initiative that we're working on this first half of the year is, you know, I'm a firm believer, have, you know, one email address, one phone number. Our agents, you know, let us do the back work of figuring out where things need to go. But simple, in and out, get you guys back to doing what you do best. So a lot of good foundational work. You know, I'm a big sports fan, so I call it blocking and tackling, doing the things that we need to do to be solid and consistent.
Right. And you know, as a company, you know, we've really grown drastically in the last 5 years. And so with that always comes new opportunities, right? So sometimes one area grows faster than the other and it's balancing that out. So just out of curiosity, the number of calls that come into customer service, as you know, are they more customer calls or more distributors calling in?
Lisa, that's a good question. You know, people ask me, you know, who are we talking to? What are we talking about? The majority of calls are from distributors, and a lot of those distributors are calling on behalf of their customers, you know, providing that great experience. You know, we try to not only answer the questions for those distributors, but also point them to where they can get their answers on their own. You know, customer service is only open for a certain amount of hours every day. We want you to get your answers all day, any time of the day. So, you know, distributors for the most part, but sure, we have customers calling in, especially on the, you know, warranty and repair side of things, if they have a warranty question or request. But distributors are probably the majority at this point.
Okay. And what would you share with us the best way for a distributor to resolve an issue either for themselves, one of their team members, or a customer? Like, what do you see, how do you see that chain of customer service happening before we have to pick up the phone and call customer service?
Yeah, that's another great question, Lisa. You know, the ability to resolve a problem, and I understand from my own experiences that, you know, you have a frustrated / anxious customer on the line, you need answers. So I want our customer service team to be able to give you those on the phone. I also want to be respectful of your time. You know, I don't want people waiting on hold. So our goal is to keep wait times, you know, very low, most of the time under 1 minute. The phone is a great tool. Emails, the ticket system is an untapped resource for us that, you know, we use that for more transactional work, a lot of warranty and repair requests, but we're putting together a very strong team that is responding to tickets very quickly. And what we're also seeing is that our ticket team, what we call e-services, that's the name that we've branded for them, because it really is a electronic communication. That's where the E comes in. The E services team are some of our best and most knowledgeable folks, because if you think about it, a lot of those requests that come in writing are a bit more complicated. Why does it come in writing? Because it gives you a chance to kind of tell the whole story. It can be difficult to tell the story over the phone, so a lot of people prefer to put it in writing. I would suggest that if you have a situation that is really strange or out of the norm, send us that email. We're getting back to those emails very quickly, and we'll get right on a solution for you. If you feel like it might be a knowledge situation or just not clear, we are working very hard to make sure our back office is up to date and easy to use. Eventually, Lisa and David, I would really like to start a campaign on making sure all distributors are using that Start Your Business tab on the BBO. Right now, that houses our frequently asked questions. And in the future, my team will be going there almost exclusively to get the answers that you're asking over the phone. So what a great resource that instead of having to call customer service, you can get it yourself. You can get it 24 hours a day. But I would absolutely say right now, if you get something more complicated, create a ticket, send it in to us, but also don't be shy about calling as well. But with those phone reps, you know, they have high energy, high focus, but they're learning. You know, they definitely haven't seen, you know, all the situations that you guys have seen out there as distributors, but they will work to get your answers, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. That's all very good information. I like the ticket system because it's quick. I can send a quick email, and then there's a record of it, and then, you know, there's an easier way to follow up. So thank you for sharing that. Here's a question for you as far as it always seems like a we-they situation between distributors and customer service, and it got a little hairy during 2020, right? Do you ever see an opportunity where customer service staff and distributors could come together, maybe in a virtual meeting setting, to share best practices and unify as a team, that we're all on the same team?
Lisa, I would love for that to happen. You know, I witnessed it firsthand when there was a lot of we, they, you know, a lot of finger pointing. Is we just had a lot of backlogs, a lot of work coming in, and you know, work can be stressful on both ends. If I were to add another description, it's now us, right? And, you know, very typical for people in my position is to come in and build these very operationally efficient service centers and, you know, make them very metric-driven and doing key performance indicators. And I'm a firm believer in all of that. But what I've learned is that people, whether they are working in a call center or working as distributors, we're seeing a shift in how people are being managed, how people are being developed. I would used to call it a scorecard. You know, I remember having this conversation with former managers of mine that we had to create these balanced scorecards, and this would make sure that we are, you know, providing a great experience and that, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. So, you know, did we greet the caller? Did we say thank you enough times? Did we use their first name? What's happening now is the best companies, the ones that really get it when it comes to experience, realize it's not about a balance scorecard. It's about a rewards card. It's about how do we make them feel better? How do we give them more? And rewards, you know, people think of rewards from a business perspective. They think maybe more pay. It's interesting how it is shifting. Knowledge is a huge reward. Recognition is a huge reward. Like I said, the balanced scorecard is going away. My group is going to be talking about reward cards, and part of that reward process is being recognized. So absolutely, I would love virtual meetings. You know, once COVID is behind us, I am looking forward to in-person meetings. It is a privilege to work at Beamer, and if you do a great job, I want you out there with those distributors. Right now, I will tell you, our knowledge base is definitely needs to be worked on. So, you know, sharing those best experiences, they're not there yet. We're kind of doing this in a very high energetic, fast forward mode, so we're getting there. But once we're there, Lisa, absolutely. You know, I want our agents, you know, working with distributors. Many distributors will look at our agents as kind of the rock stars of Beamer because they're going to have the answers. And if you remember, I mentioned about empowering. once we're able to really empower our agents, it's going to be like, you know what, here's my colleague at Beamer who's doing this for me. They help me with that. I'd love to introduce you to them. And it becomes an us. It's no longer a we versus they. But I will tell you this, poorly run companies, and Albert's vision is so powerful that he recognizes the value of experience. And that's why my position is titled Distributor Experience. We recognize that it's us. And we're going to do this as one company, as one group. And that's why, you know, a Beamer in every household and every barn is absolutely on the table. And we're the best kept secret in North America. And as all of this comes together and COVID gets past us, I'm so excited for what's happening in the future for us.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of great things coming up for everybody. So, John, do you have a single customer service motto, or I've heard you say a couple of different things, but is there a single motto for customer service?
That's a good question, Lisa. You know, I love mottos. I love getting people excited. I love to, you know, keep people informed. We do a daily huddle where every day I meet with the various teams within customer service and operations. The one motto we're using right now, we actually created a seal with the help of Brad and his wonderful marketing department. And this is an internal motto, but it's keeping our promises. Because when I started here in October, that was probably the most important thing that I saw a big win for us, is that we were working so hard, Lisa, trying to get through those backlogs, but yet, you know, if we promised to call somebody back, maybe we didn't do it till the next day, or maybe we didn't answer that question completely thoroughly. Keeping our promises is one of the most important things, not only in business, but in relationships. And what I want us to be known for is that if John says he's going to get back to you with an answer by this date and time, I want you to go out there and feel comfortable telling your customers that's absolutely going to happen. So as we write up all of these procedures and policies, we're actually stamping them with an internal motto of keeping our promises. I look forward, Lisa, to creating some more field-facing mottos going forward so we can practice that together. But we needed that internally. We needed that focus of keeping our promises.
Wow, I like that. I got goosebumps. I'm going to shift gears for a second. Thank you for all of that great information. So,
you're welcome.
John, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, you know, I'm a big sports fan, Lisa. I'm a big movie buff. I grew up kind of a science fiction nut, so I love science fiction movies. I have three amazing kids, a beautiful wife that when I'm not working, I'm out there with them. Like I said, I'm in Massachusetts, so, you know, we've got four seasons here, so we get to enjoy, you know, some of the fun of the snow in the winter, and then the summers here are pretty amazing. So, you know, staying active, we've got a big family. You know, COVID's been a challenge for us, just like everybody else, and it's been, I've been so thankful and blessed to have you know, an amazing support group and, you know, just trying to stay active. You know, I'm working from home, which is, you know, new for me. Now I'm actually working from home remotely. So staying active during the day, you know, is something that I'm currently focused on. I need to make sure I keep moving around. Instead of, you know, my home office here, I think I could spend, you know, 20 hours a day in here if I didn't have someone knocking on the door to say, "You're done, Dad." You know, for me, just spending time with friends and family and staying active.
Awesome. So as a sports fan and someone who lives in Massachusetts, I'm assuming that you probably miss Tom Brady.
Oh, I do miss Tom Brady. I've got brother-in-laws who are all collegiate athletes and football players. And I never played collegiate football or even high school football, but I love it. You know, I watched the Patriots probably, I've probably watched every game for the last 25 years. That's how much of a fan I am. So, yes, it was very bittersweet to see him win a Super Bowl this year. But also, you know, I can't think of many role models out there. I mean, I was fortunate enough to grow up watching Tom Brady for 20 years, and his work ethic and the way he approaches things, it was something for all of New England to watch and be amazed with. And now that he's gone, you know, I think there's a lot of people wishing he was back. So, but you know what?
Yeah, well, as a Floridian, I can say thank you. We enjoyed this year.
Well, you know, a funny story, Lisa, real quick. I owned a house in a suburb here in Massachusetts, and when we built, we redid the front yard, and someone in the dirt that we used for the front yard came from Tom Brady's house. we had some funny friends that were like, well, you should bottle this dirt and try to sell it as Tom Brady's dirt. So maybe that's my connection to greatness in New England.
That's funny. That's so funny. I'm going to ask one last question. Any guilty pleasures?
I probably have too many. I'm a big dessert and sweets person. I will do anything to find a dessert bar or a dessert restaurant. That's probably as guilty as I get. I try to limit it to, desserts is something that I'll find one every night if I could.
Awesome. Well, John, thank you so much. David, I'm going to turn it back over to you if you have any final questions for John.
I do, actually. Before we wrap up, John, we are we're sending out the Be Body now. We've taken care of all our warranty issues. Now we're taking care of distributors who bought Go sets. Could you just go through with the audience the steps that you guys are taking, how this unfolds for a distributor who bought a Go set, and then later when we start sending this notification out to customers, some of these people in our audience may not have been in any of these national calls where you've gone through this. If you could go through it just briefly with everybody, that would be awesome, and then we'll wrap up.
Of course, David. So yes, we're so excited that the Be Body is now available. It is FDA approved, and I have heard so many people in the last 5 months, ask me about the Be Body and when it's coming back. So we are in the process of making sure that our inventory returns to the levels pre-FDA. So in that process, we had a great idea, and Albert drove this is because he's always thinking about loyalty and family and the values that this company upholds. And we wanted to reward those distributors who purchased the Go set when, as you know, the Pro set, we couldn't sell it as the way it was originally constructed. So we traded this Go set, and we had distributors out there who went ahead and in June of 2020 purchased that Go set. So as we're building our inventory back to where it needs to be, we said, let's reward those loyal distributors. So we've been sending payment links to kind of on a first-in, first-out basis to anyone who purchased a Go set from June on, distributors only who are getting these emails. And right within that email is a purchase link. You click on the link, and it will take you to our Beamer checkout portal, and you can purchase your Be Body. So we are quickly, David, working through this list of thousands of names of distributors. After that, our plan is to offer that to customers. And I can't sit here and tell you exactly what that process is going to look like. It's going to be very similar to what you're seeing. Something we do want to make sure, though, is that our customers are well aware of what they will be receiving, that any support that the customers might need will be there from their distributors and be there from the home office. But, we wanted to reward the loyalty for the Be Body to our distributors, and then those customers were excited to get that link out to them as well. But it's really simple. Open that email, click on the link. The link is right in the email. That link is specific to you, and you can purchase your Be Body.
Great. John, thank you so much. And we're so excited to have you as our head of distributor experience. We're seeing great changes so quickly since you came on. And thanks for spending the time today. I know you're busy. We're going to let you get back to work and invite people to ask questions of me and Lisa on any other topics. It is Whatever Wednesday. John, thanks again for joining us today.
Lisa, David, it was my pleasure, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. And so we have a few more minutes here, just about 5 minutes. If there's any questions on any other topics, we're happy to answer them. And we do have somebody in the queue, so let me get to this 818-540, 818-540. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, Lisa and David. How are you, Dave? This is Diane.
Good.
I'm from Westlake, California.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Thanks for all you do. First, I would like to wish Lisa a happy birthday tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. How did you know?
We're friends on Facebook.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Another thing is, do you know if the Be Light will be included, or is the Be Body going to, how is it going to be sold? Do you know once it's available? Is it going to be, you know, can you tell me a little bit more about that, do you know, in the process?
I can speak to it a little bit.
Okay.
So the Be Light in the United States may not be available ever again the way we knew it. My understanding is that they're working on reconfiguring it, hopefully making it even more powerful and dynamic, possibly offering different spectrums of light besides just a red light therapy featuring the Beamer signal. So that's all we know right now. There's, my understanding is very unlikely we will see the B light in 2021. Lisa, do you know anything further?
Nope. I know the same thing you know. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
All
unfortunately,
right. So
we will have it back someday.
Okay, good. I was just wondering then, since we won't have the Be Light, then obviously it must be the pro set would be less than $5,990. I was just wondering if they figured out a price yet for that pro set. Do you know?
Well, and there won't be a pro set as we knew it either in the United States, simply for that reason. We're talking about having a home set and an office set, and, of course, the Go set down the road, perhaps even a beauty set featuring the light. But the pro set, as we once knew it, will not be offered again.
Okay. So I guess you guys will figure that out and let us know at some point.
Yep, corporate
right?
will be letting all of us know sometime this summer, I'm sure, or sooner.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, great.
Thanks for calling
and
in,
thanks
Diane.
Thanks so much. You're welcome.
And we have time for just a couple more questions. 863-207, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there, this is Lori from Florida. How are you?
Good, Lori. How are you?
Good. I have just two questions. A quick one, does anyone know if Tom Brady is a Beamer user? I've wondered that for a long time. And two, any word on the B-Sit?
Well, go ahead, Lisa. You can field those, you Brady lover.
So I can't say that for 100%. So I'm not going to. And you might want to read his book, though.
Okay.
He shares a lot of his biohacking in his book.
Okay, thanks.
And the beast that we're just trying to get through the bee body stuff right now and get that back up online. We don't have an exact date for the beast sit yet, but the beast sit has been cleared and will be available again soon.
Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome.
Lori, thanks for calling.
David, you want to do one more quick question?
Yeah, it's 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. This is Bridget in California. I'll be quick. Yesterday on Blog Talk Radio, while a gentleman was giving his testimonial, his B-sit arrived at the door. So there are B-sits available. That was the question. How can we get them? When will we be able to get them? How much will they be? Also, with the B-body, how much is it and how many points will it be?
The B-body is $740. And that's a great question about the points. I know we have a point schedule in our distributor library. Go ahead, Lisa.
It's 175 points.
So I haven't checked, but have they put it out on the website now, or is it just still being allocated?
No.
Yeah.
It's being
okay.
Allocated.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And the B-Sit is not available yet. I think that that individual may have received a warranty.
A warranty.
Because we're not selling the B-Sit yet to distributors or the public yet. Just so you know. Thanks for calling in, and everybody, we enjoyed today so much with John, Lisa. It's great to co-host with you. We wish everybody a great week. Go out there, share Beamers, change lives. We'll talk to you in 1 week. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Bye-bye.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.